Our final lesson is from Arcana Celestia, number 6097. Temptations in this state are signified by the days having been evil. All temptations appear evil, for the reason that they are interior anxieties and griefs, and as it were, damnations. For the person is then let into the state of his own evils, consequently among evil spirits, who accuse him and thus torment the conscience. Nevertheless, the angels defend him, that is, the Lord through angels, for the Lord keeps him in hope and trust, which are the forces of combat from within, whereby he resists. Especially is the natural let into temptations when it is receiving the spiritual, because in the natural reside evils of life and falsities of doctrine. For this reason, Jacob says this of himself, because by him is here represented the natural as to truth. Amen. It's worth noting that every story in the Word contains infinite arcana, lots of secrets, and that one can study each chapter and learn each detail forever and ever. We here are focusing on just a few of those details. We talked about how Joseph and his brothers and his father Jacob were sojourners and had come to the land of Egypt, and Pharaoh had welcomed them in, giving them the best land, Goshen. Then Pharaoh asks Jacob a question. How many are the days of the years of thy life? And Jacob says, the days of the years of my sojournings are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life. So when asked, how long have you lived? Jacob says, 130 years, and my entire life I have been sojourning. I have been traveling, looking for a place to stay. And my life, those days, those years have been short and evil. In other words, he's saying, my life has been really hard. It's been a struggle. And I've struggled all 130 years. And the whole time I was traveling and looking for a place to stay. There's another meaning to sojourning. We talked about how a sojourner is someone who's looking to be instructed. Another meaning of sojourner is anyone who is living a natural life. Anyone. So, everyone who is living a natural life, so everyone on earth, is a sojourner. We are all sojourners. Think about that new student in your class. They're obviously a sojourner. They're new to the classroom, and they're trying to learn things and figure things out. And we're supposed to welcome them in and help them, show them what they're supposed to do, help them become one of us. But we, as students who've been there for a while, are also still sojourners, aren't we? We're still trying to figure things out ourselves. Parents, even though they look like they know so much more than their children, even they are still trying to figure it out. There's a part of them that wants to continually be instructed. Maybe that desire for instruction is what brought them and you to church, or to class, or to school, or to the Word. Everyone has within them a remnant from the Lord that has a desire to be instructed. And in that way, we are all sojourners. We are all looking to be instructed in what it means to be a part of the Lord's kingdom. Think how angels must view us. We are all potential angels. but we are not pure. Each of us, every person, is a bit of a mess. They have good parts and evil parts. And yet, how do angels treat us? Angels seek to instruct us and to welcome us into the kingdom with discrimination, but with charity. They want nothing more than for each of us to join the Lord's kingdom. They are welcoming us in and trying to instruct us, especially in times of temptation. Natural life, life on earth, is about being a sojourner, but it's about being a sojourner who lives through struggle and temptation. It's about recognizing that when we are being instructed from the Word, there's going to be a part of us that does not like hearing what we're learning. A part of us doesn't want to be a good person. But the angels, and through the angels the Lord, is with us continually in those struggles, especially trying to raise up our understanding, reform our minds, so that he and they can help us have a new life. We can think about how angels welcome us in when we think about how we can welcome people into our society. If someone is in the area, say, comes to church, but they don't treat themselves as a sojourner, instead they're a stranger, they may come in, they might not pay attention, they might not sing, they might not pray, they might even be a disturbance in the church service. They might yell or scream or try to cause trouble. We don't have to welcome those people in. People who are there as strangers, who are just there to cause trouble, to step in and make a disturbance, we can ask them to leave. But if someone comes in and they are doing their best to be instructed, and they make mistakes, we can have mercy on them. We can know in ourselves how often we make mistakes, that each of us is struggling to learn to be an angel. That inasmuch as a person works towards being an angel, to that degree, the Lord is raising them up, welcoming them in, and offering them the best land in all of Egypt. So if someone wants to learn, if there is a sojourner in your midst, we can welcome them in. For as they are sojourners, so too are we. Amen.